You're listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy.
So today we're really digging into AI, looking at it, not just as this amazing creation engine, but also as a partner for, well, strategic thinking.
Absolutely. And our mission here is pretty clear. We want to give you those specific, let's call them secret instructions, the advanced techniques that give you a real edge.
Both for creating things and for, you know, business strategies.
Yeah, and it's becoming less of an edge and more, well, mandatory, wouldn't you say? We've seen stats suggesting companies using these advanced methods, they're reporting results like 400% better.
400%, that's huge. It really highlights that gap opening up between basic users and advanced ones.
Right, you just can't stick with simple prompts anymore and expect top tier results. The game has changed.
Okay, so let's start with the creative toolkit side of things. How AI is basically acting like an assistant that removes old limits. Time, skill, budget.
Yeah, it kind of obliterates them. Take music, for instance. You've got tools now like Suno AI or Udio.
Mm-hmm.
You type in a simple idea, a feeling, maybe some genre pointers.
And it just writes a song.
A full song.
Yeah.
Lyrics, melody, the whole production, basically, in seconds sometimes.
Wow, okay.
But it doesn't stop there. That's maybe your demo. Then AI steps in again for mastering. Tools like Lander, Isotope Ozone, they use AI to give you that professional, polished sound instantly.
So you go from just an idea in your head to something that sounds, well, radio ready without needing to be a sound engineer.
Precisely. The bottleneck isn't the technical skill anymore. It's the quality of the initial idea and how you communicate it.
And we're seeing that same leap in visuals and video, right? Like Canva's Magic Studio.
Oh, definitely. Instead of fiddling with layouts or palettes, you just describe what you need. A social media post for a coffee shop, warm tones, minimalist, boom, options.
And video. I've heard about Runway ML.
Runway's like a whole post-production house in your browser. Generate new video clips from text.
Yeah.
Animate a static image you have. It can do that too. Or tools like Midjourney for just stunning digital art from descriptions.
Feels like the speed is just accelerating like crazy.
It is. And it shifts the focus, doesn't it? The future isn't about who's the fastest editor or the best illustrator in the traditional sense. It's about who can think boldly, who can articulate a vision.
And use these tools to bring it life.
Okay.
Okay. But that brings us to a critical point, right? If the tools are so powerful, why aren't all the results amazing?
Ah, well, that's the crux of it. That leads us straight into strategic thinking and, crucially, prompting.
Because the research shows, what was it, something like 89% of people type fewer than 12 words?
Yeah, it's startlingly low. They type in something super basic, like write a blog post about marketing, and then they wonder why the output is so generic.
You get what you ask for, essentially.
Exactly. To get professional, high-grade output, you absolutely need to move into advanced prompt engineering. It's not optional for serious work.
Okay, so let's give people something concrete. You mentioned frameworks.
Right. Let's break down three really high-value ones you can use immediately. First up, the CRISPE framework. C-R-I-S-P-E.
Okay, what does that stand for?
Context, role, instruction, specification, performance, and example. It's a structure.
Sounds thorough. How does structuring a prompt like that actually, you know, change what the AI gives back?
It changes everything. Because you're not just giving a task, you're creating a whole scenario for the AI. Instead of write a marketing email, you say, okay, AI, here's the context. We're targeting cold leads in the finance sector. Your role is a top conversion copywriter. The instruction is to write a compelling email. The specification is keep it under 150 words, use three bullet points highlighting benefits, and include a scarcity element like a deadline. Performance means aiming for a click-through rate focus. And here's an example of a subject line we like, see?
Okay, well, that's specific. You're basically giving it a job description and a success metric.
Precisely. You turn a vague wish into a professional brief. The results are night and day.
Right, that makes total sense. No. Which leads nicely to the second one you mentioned, the expert panel method. Sounds intriguing for strategy.
It is. The idea is to force the AI to think from multiple, often conflicting perspectives about a single problem or strategy.
So instead of just asking, what are the risks of this product launch, you ask it.
You ask it to simulate a panel, for instance. Analyze this product launch plan from the perspective of a very cautious CFO focused on budget, an aggressive growth hacker focused only on user acquisition, A&D, a customer success manager, worried about long-term retention. Identify the key tensions and disagreements between their viewpoints.
Ah, okay, so you're not just getting summaries, you're forcing it to find the friction, the potential blind spot.
Exactly, that's where the real value lies. It helps you anticipate problems you might totally miss if you only looked at it from one angle. Financial risks, scaling issues, customer backlash, it brings it all out.
Love that. Okay, and the third one was the creative constraint system. This sounds counterintuitive. Constraints making things more creative.
It really works. It's a bit of a psychological hack, even for AI. Think about it. A blank page can be paralyzing. But if I tell you, write a poem about freedom, exactly 14 lines long, using only words with one syllable.
Suddenly I have structure, a puzzle to solve.
Exactly. The constraints channel your creativity. It's the same for AI. Give it more rules. Write this explanation in exactly 3 sentences, or use a witty, sarcastic tone, or explain this complex idea using only analogies related to cooking. The more specific the constraints.
The more focused and, ironically, often more creative and precise the output becomes.
You got it. You're guiding the creativity, not just letting it wander.
Okay, so wrapping this together, if people want to move beyond basic use, what's the roadmap? What skills do they need?
Well, 3 core skills emerge, I think. First is obviously prompting mastering frameworks like CRISPY. Second is workflow thinking.
Workflow thinking. Meaning?
Breaking down a big, complex task, like, say, creating a whole online course into a logical sequence of smaller steps that you can use AI for, stage by stage. Planning, scripting, visuals, summaries.
Okay, like project management, but with AI tools integrated at each step.
Kind of, yeah. And the 3rd skill is creative remixing. Using different AI tools together in novel ways. Maybe you generate a script with one AI, create storyboard images with another, use a 3rd to generate a voiceover.
Combining their strengths.
Exactly. And if you really want to get to that, like, builder level, there's this concept called vibe coding.
Vibe coding. Tell me more.
It's basically describing what you want an application or tool to do in plain English, the vibe or the goal. Like, I need a simple web app for my team to track project hours. It needs fields for project name, task, hours, and a button to export to CSV.
And the AI builds it.
Increasingly, yes. It can generate the code, the database structure, the basic interface. It drastically lowers the barrier for creating custom internal tools or prototypes without needing a huge software development team.
That's potentially game-changing for small businesses or even departments within large ones.
It really is, making software creation much more accessible.
So when we boil it all down, the specific AI models, the names of the tools we mentioned today, Suno, Runway, whatever they might change, right? They probably will, and quickly.
Oh, absolutely. The landscape shifts constantly. New tools pop up, old ones get better or fade away.
But the underlying skills, those seem more durable. Clear communication, strategic thinking, knowing how to structure your questions, how to apply these frameworks.
Those are timeless. That's the real takeaway. How well can you articulate your need? How well can you guide the tool? That's the skill that will matter long term.
So a final thought for everyone listening.
Yeah, our challenge to you is this. Don't just, you know, keep using AI for summaries or basic drafts. Pick one real nagging problem. You have a personal project bottleneck, a complex work challenge. Yeah. Apply one of these advanced techniques we talked about, CRISPY, the expert panel, constraints. See what happens.
Use it to actually solve something tough.
Exactly. Start building that strategic advantage right now. Don't wait.
This is Naomi, a spokesperson for the G-Ray Records Music Network. Big thanks to everyone for tuning in and listening to G-Ray Records, your place for music plus more. May peace be with you. Enjoy the music.